Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and I identify as an ice cream sandwich. You younger gentlemen out there, and this is why I say, you know, if you're young and you're in that top 10% of guys that have no problem with women, hey, enjoy it. Have a good time. If you want to brush up on your skills and learn how to talk to women a little bit better and be a better catch, go for it. But for a lot of us guys, and when I say us, I mean all men in some regards, because some of you guys have also said, I'm tall and I'm attractive and I go to the gym and work out and I still don't get any play. But for a lot of women, it seems that they would rather share a really, really great, desirable guy than to settle on a guy that's still better than average. And this is another article that's going to talk a little bit about this. And they, not only are these women now going to go to be with this guy, but on top of that, well, it's a great way to learn. It's a great way to grow your skills and to have a guy that's not going to be too clingy and all these other weird things. And the more stories I read like this, it tells me two things. Number one, that if women are talking about this with guys, and we know guys are not necessarily getting hit on and getting all the attention, but if women are willing to do this with guys, and we know guys are willing to do this with married women, what is the point of marriage anymore? What is the point? And for you younger guys in your 20s, here's women are just basically saying, I'm going to pass up that 20-year-old to go be with a 40-year-old that's married. That makes no sense. But let's read the article, and then we're going to talk more about it. 20 reasons why dating a married man in your 20s can be amazing. Regardless of your feelings about it, there are some benefits to dating a married man. If there weren't any benefits, people wouldn't do it. I know what you're thinking. A woman who dates a married man is a homewrecker, a mistress, and other derogatory terms I won't even bother mentioning. I would love to mention those terms, but... YouTube. Yeah, you're a homewrecker. You're a horrible person. And I'll say the same thing about guys, because a lot of guys in the manosphere that are on the dating edge, you know, the pickup guys, they're the ones high-fiving to be like, I've had plenty of married women, and those chump losers at home, and I played my game, man, and she fell right into it, and she was all into me. You're a loser, too. You're a scumbag. Because you're not hurting yourself any. You're certainly not hurting the participating woman. What about the dude at home? Maybe he is, quote, weak. Maybe he is kind of a little bit of a loser. But you know what? And when I say loser, I mean to the pickup guys or to his wife. But the truth is that guy's probably really kind, really sweet, does everything for her. No, he may not know how to flip her switches to get her all hot and bothered for him, but he's a provider. How is that a bad thing nowadays? How has it become a bad thing where a good man that provides for his family and is kind to his wife and does everything the way he's supposed to, how is that a bad thing? Well, it is. And there are people out there that are going to take advantage of it, not only like these women, but because they're not making themselves available for single guys, but the guys that will be with these women and vice versa, the women that are willing to sleep with married guy versus having a regular relationship. I'm telling you, man, in 7 years ago, at some point here, things are even going to get worse than they are now. And relationships are just going to completely break down even further to where like hookups are about the only thing left. And because we're close to that now. She says, husbands sometimes cheat. Yep, couples can be in open relationships, unfortunately. But I don't... I won't even get into that. And it's perfectly normal for younger women to find themselves attracted to, even attached to older and married men. Huh? Let me read that again. It's perfectly normal for younger women to find themselves attracted and even attached to older and married men. Reasons vary as to how and why younger women get involved with married men. And everyone is entitled to have their own opinions about relationship like these. Look, I know firsthand the attraction to older guys, because when I probably hit my later 30s, early 40s, it was actually easier to date 20-somethings. Oddly enough, I did not expect to see that coming. And it wasn't like it was a pay-for-play. It happens. And number two, I was a married guy for a while, and I do understand why women, because that ring, that commitment, that You're not chasing anymore. You're not putting off those, oh, I wish I had a girlfriend wave. You're not pushing off a, I'd like to sleep with you wave. You're not pushing off anything. You're just like a stone. I mean, if you're happily married, you're not, you're just not putting out any vibes that you're into the woman. So it's a challenge. Oh, I wonder if I can get him into me. And once you do that, a lot of times women are like, I want to go through with it and see what it's all about. That much I know. But again, this is it, what used to be a rare occurrence is now becoming like everyday occurrences. Stuff like this did happen. I mean, it's always happened through history. So it's not like we turned the corner in like 2008 and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, the world changed. But it is a slow creep. And never have I seen articles like advertising dating sites like Ashley Madison dating sites. Dating sites like Seeking Arrangement, dating sites, or even publishing articles like this of not only it's here's how to do it quietly behind his her back or his back, or now it's stunning and brave. What a wonderful development. Ladies, here's why you should ruin a family. Go. Or fellas, whatever way. They say, sure, dating a married man can have a lot of disadvantages and consequences. Yeah, maybe like ruining an entire family and the children and the wife and the husband and again, guys, if you fall for this, shame on you. First and foremost, he's cheating on his wife. Yeah, that's kind of a big one. The relationship usually doesn't have a definite future. There's no real commitment happening. He'll never be entirely yours. So what's the pro to this again? So number one, he's cheating on the wife. Number two, the relationship doesn't have a definite future. So no long-term doing this. Number three, there's no real commitment happening, and it'll never be yours. So why? Because he's a winner, and she's hoping she, not only is the danger getting the butterflies and the excitement levels high, because they have to do it in a Burger King bathroom, but it's that challenge of, oh, that makes me better than his current wife. Ooh, that's very enticing. It makes me feel sexy. Regardless of your feelings about it, there are some benefits to dating a married guy. If there weren't any benefits, people wouldn't do it, whether you're actually involved with a guy, married guy, or considering entering into a relationship with one, or just interested in finding out why some younger women date married men. Here are some of the reasons why dating a married man in your 20s can be amazing. No strings attached, no emotions, just play. Hey, you know who else can do that? I'm not going to read underneath every one of these because that's no strings attached, no emotions, just play. Guess who else does that? Players. Players do that. Also, guys going their own way. Bachelors do that. And you know what? None of those people are married. There's a good market you could look for right there and not have to worry about ruining a relationship. Ah, here it is. Getting freaky feels so much better. Oh, he's amazing in bed. More experience. You know who else has a lot of experience? Players. Guys that go out there and just hit it and quit it because they've done it a lot of times. Now, yes, other ones, they say here, oh, well, a married man's been with somebody and he knows how to get really intimate and deep. And yeah, you know who else does? Divorced men. And without ruining the family. Let's move on. He buys you incredible gifts. Maybe. But if he does that, he's not really a winner then, is he? He's feeling like he has to buy you off or maybe give you something. I'll tell you who doesn't give you anything. A confident alpha dude. A guy that's got his own stuff together. He's not going to be buying you any lavish gifts just for you being in his company. You don't need to spend any money on him. Well, there we go. Twice as much money for the woman. Guess what? In the dating game today, even with a lot of single guys out there, guess what else women don't want to do? Spend money on him. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone on a date. Actually, I can. I can tell you the number of times I've gone on a date and I've been expected to pay. Here's the number. Infinity. All of them. Either that or the woman goes, but the bill's coming?
Let me look in my purse.
Oh, you already paid it? I was just reaching. You are so quick. Or it's dinner's settled up, everything like that. I swear she sees a waiter coming from across the room and she gets, let me freshen up. And I check my breath and then she goes and the bill comes. Ooh, you don't think that's just coincidence, do you? So yes, you don't need to spend money on him. You know who else you don't need to spend money on? Most dates out there today, if you're still a non-girl power advocate and you believe the guy's spending your way, and you don't have to ruin a relationship. Number 16, keeping it mysterious makes it devilishly good. You know how else you can make it mysterious? Turn the lights off. go to try to get away with it in a public, and I am actually being serious about this because I've done this in relationships. Go try to get away with it in a public spot, like a single room bathroom, or if you're really brave, a mini stall bathroom, and try to be quiet in there with 2 feet sticking down below the stall. If you want to be creative about it, changing room in a Victoria's Secrets. Yes, I know that one specifically. Like, there's lots of ways you can spice things up. You know what way you don't need to spice it up? Say it all with me. By doing it with a married guy. Or woman. This goes both ways, but I very rarely see articles from men saying, here's 20 reasons why to be with a married woman, and it's amazing. Because I'm pretty sure some women would have some problems with that. But apparently no one has problems with these articles. He's probably a lot older and more experienced than you. Yes, you know who else is? You guys see where I'm going, but I got to keep saying it. You know who else is a lot older and more experienced than you? Someone else that's older and more experienced than you that's single or divorced. Crazy, crazy. Because you know who doesn't have a lot of experience in the bedroom? A guy that's unhappily married for 20 years. Talk about not happening in the bedroom. You know who usually has a lot more experience in the bedroom? The single guy that's going out and enjoying life because he's not married. So I'm betting it'd probably be even better with an older guy that's single. You're learning how to share and become less attached. Or you could just go date guys and get dumped a lot that are single guys that dump you a lot. Boy, you'll really love that experience when you're 35 and can't find anybody to settle down with you. He makes you feel good about yourself. Unlike boyfriends or regular relationships. Okay. I'll leave the link down below if you want to look at this crap. You don't need to put him first. Since when ever has a woman put a man first in any relationship? I'll just wait right here. What's that you say? Never? You never have heard a woman put a guy first in most relationships?
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Okay. It's discreet. No one needs to know. You know what else you can do that's discreet? You can be... Because I'll tell you, I guarantee you, this is how it's discreet. If a guy takes you out to a pub on a quiet night to get a bar and he hides you in the back, or he doesn't take you to meet all his friends, but he's conveniently available to come over late at night to sleep with you, and then he bounces and he's never texting you, or very rarely texting you, unless he wants to hook up with you, and you guys never really chat, and he seems kind of disinterested until it's time to maybe get some action at that late night booty call, it's also discreet because no one else, he doesn't want anybody to know he's doing you. Because there's an old joke, big girls and mopeds are both fun to ride, but you don't want to get caught riding one by your friends. That may not be exactly how it's phrased, but don't worry, you'll be a secret. You just may not know it. There aren't any expectations. Let me solve this one for you. Hi, how are you? I'm Joker, you're blah, blah, blah. Hey, nice to meet you. Just so you know, I'm really not into any long-term relationships right now. I just like something casual. You cool with that? Cool. Done. No expectations. Oh, and I'm not married. So there you go. And you don't ruin a relationship. Shocking. You can date other people. Hey, you want to have a casual relationship where we keep things kind of open, where we just fool around a little bit and occasionally date? Sure. You know what they call that? Dating? It's not being in a relationship? If you say to somebody, yeah, I'm just casually dating right now. I hang out with you Friday. And someone then says, hey, would you like to hang out next Tuesday? And you go, oh, I can't. I have another date. But what about Friday? If they're into you and you guys have agreed with that, you can date other people. You know who shouldn't be dating other people? The married guy or woman or woman. You don't need to trust him. Well, no. And what if you fall for this guy? And I say the same thing to guys that are like, you know what, this woman, she cheated on her boyfriend with me. And then we ended up falling in love and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you'll never believe it. One day, I found her out she was cheating on me. No kidding. Once a cheater, always a cheater, man. And now, not always. You can learn from your mistakes. But if the only reason that you want to be with a married guy is because you don't need to cheat him, How about just dating that casual dude and saying, I don't really worry what he's up to because we've decided that we're going to be casual. You see how weak this argument is? Every one of these could apply to a single and or a divorced dude. Every one of them. You're getting a taste of what married men might like. Just being a long-term relationship, you'll get an idea of what a married man would look like. If you just lived with a guy for a little, now we know we don't do this, but living with a guy for a little while, or visiting him with the weekend or staying a week, you'll kind of see what he likes. And who cares what you're getting a taste of what a married man might like. So you're telling me that you want to get to know what a married man likes before you get married? Oh, how unselfish of you. How about just instead say the reality of it is, I like to know what married men like if they like me, because I just want to feel good about myself for validation. That's really the truth, I think. You can just enjoy the relationship for what it is. Yeah, you know what I'm going to say. You can do that with any relationship. You're always free to bounce. Hey, if you're not married or living together, you're also always free to bounce. That's why so many times we say, don't get married, don't get in a long-term relationship, don't live with somebody. Because then you're always free to bounce. So this, again, not a good excuse. He can show you the ropes. So can a mentor. So can an older guy. So can a guy that's just lived a more fulfilling life. Practice your pre-wifey skills. Right. Uh-huh. So you can burn food and cheat on him, I guess? You'll learn what men his age like. Just date an older guy. You'll learn. Watch videos like mine. Now, and since we're here, you fellas, back me up on this one. And I'm being kind of snarky because we know the women aren't watching this. But this is my argument to stuff like this is, hey, young men, old men, all alike. Let's see if we all agree on this topic. A, do we like bedroom action? Most of us, sometimes more frequent than others. Yep. Do we like to be respected? Yep. Do we like someone that's kind of friendly with us and we have similar stuff that we can talk about, but also differences? Yep. Do we like time alone to do our own hobbies? Yep. Do we like dinner cooked for us or maybe something sweet like, you washed my car or you bought me a little gift. Do we like that? Yep. Okay, 20-year-olds, that sound good to you? Sounds good to me. 70-year-olds, 60-year-olds, we're all the same. There's no big surprise to this, you know? Men like the bedroom. As a matter of fact, if the bedroom weren't there, we wouldn't even date. So just understand we want the bedroom through from 20 until the grave. Most of us would like to keep the bedroom going. There's pretty much you've learned what every man at every age likes. You'll learn the tricks of a cheater. Oh, you'll learn the tricks of a cheater. You get to learn how he's cheating so later you can cheat in a relationship. Well, isn't that special? Now, before I stop recording, though, let me say this. I can stop my screen recording here. Some of the more spicy videos that I was planning to do here, YouTube just, it makes me dance around so many words. And some of these stories are about, stuff that you guys should know about. They're not fun stories. They're about laws. They're about women behaving badly and guys going off to the big house and getting in trouble with the law because of these stories. I'm not going to do them here anymore. I'm tired of YouTube giving me troubles about it and hitting me with, they're going to be over on my betterbachelor.locals.com and only on over there. And I'm going to do those videos for supporters over there. So if you'd like to support me, they will be over there. I'm going to start doing videos over there. My normal stuff over here, the fun stories and men's advice stories, they're going to stay here. Nothing's going to change that you'd know of. But the more hard-hitting stories, some of the teachers behaving badly that I've done before, every one of those has gotten whacked by YouTube. I'm going to put those over there. Stories about guys that are being accused of things they didn't do, those are going to go over there because I'm just done with it. I'm done of putting up a video and then having to dance around so many words. I still have to for the fun videos, but there's a point in time where if you want to read a story that's in the news and I can't do it because I have to edit 17 other words and they still whack the video, I just screw it. I'm just going to put it over on my betterbachelor.locals.com. So what's our takeaway from all this? Guys, the big thing here, the reason why I wanted to read this is because it bothers me the fact that now women are actually like validating the okay to marry or to perhaps ruin a marriage to try to like hook a guy in on this stuff. Because, you know, and guys, if they're in a relationship, maybe they are a good dad. Maybe they are good to their wives, but the bedroom has dried up. If a woman comes forward with that, that can be an extremely tempting offer. I know it happened to me when I was married, and the bedroom for me had kind of ended, but everything else, like we were friends. We were like roommates at that point, friends that shared bank accounts. But when that bedroom's gone, man, is it tough. But when this kind of opportunity arises, a lot of guys say, you know what, everything's so good at home, especially if they have kids, but I just want that one missing excitement. And so guys will go out, and not to say that women won't do this too, but usually the bedroom doesn't dry up from men. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. And especially if the woman has gained weight or has become unattracted to the husband, it can for that too. But most of the time, you hear the stories of happy wife, happy life. There's a reason for stories like that. There's a reason why the guy's in the doghouse. It's because he did something wrong and he has to sleep on. It's always about keeping the woman happy. Why do you keep the woman happy? So you can hopefully get the bedroom action. So she starts using the bedroom as a treat or a prize for doing what she wants versus, hey, this is just part of our relationship and this is something we share. And I'm not saying this is in all cases, but it happens enough. So when that does go for a guy and there's a good opportunity for him to enjoy it, it becomes really, really hard to say no. Now, women will cheat for the same reason. A lot of times women say, oh, you know what? Wasn't happening in the bedroom. I didn't feel pretty. He didn't make me feel wanted anymore. The chemistry wasn't going. And so I did it because I wanted that physical attention. But very rarely does that happen. Most of the time it's she finds another guy more attractive, better suited, just a better opportunity for her. And she decides to use that as the end to start a new relationship. And that's why women are divorcing men at 60 to 80% of the rate. That's why women file more often than men. Because men will do a little something on the side, but still come home and try to be good dad, good father, good husband, because they just need that physical part of it. Women, most of the time when they do it, it's the beginning of the end. And again, I'm not speaking about any of this, all cases, but it can happen a lot. So here you go, guys, you younger men, if you're just not even finding a gal, not only have they run out of eligible bachelors at their own age, but now they're looking for bachelors at any age, and they're looking for guys that aren't even bachelors. They're looking for even husbands. Go figure. And here's a reason 17,422 of why relationships suck, and it's better to just be on your own, doing your own thing. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. Thank you very much of those that have. I don't slow down and say this as often, but those of you that directly donate to me, I can't call you all out, but I appreciate it so, so much. It really does help. For the rest of you, you can like, comment, share, subscribe. Keep those subs coming in, man. I'm excited to crack a quarter of a million just so I can say that, because that just sounds incredibly ridiculous to me. It's still just kind of nuts. And check out my older videos. That's a great way you can support me. Check out my older stuff. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you know, a lot of times it boils down to a lot of work to get a girl for 80 to 90% of us. It's a lot of work. For the other 10%, they can just look there and be single. But those guys are never going to settle down because they are getting all the actions. Even the married ones are getting the action now. That just tells you how bad it is in the single dating world right now.